basketball player, turning from last year, averaging 11.3 points a game. You know, he's, I want to say he's the outstanding player for Terre Haute North, but, you know, they're all struggling. So it's, you know, he looks good because of numbers, but they've struggled so far, Corey.
And you want to talk about numbers? Let's go ahead and look at the North Unites. Big news, as you heard in the interview, Caleb Swearingen will be making his return here tonight for the North Unites after suffering an ankle sprain very first game of the year, where he had 16 points in the loss to Vincennes Lincoln. Points per game-wise, you look at it, Carson Gettle, Cade Bryan, both average a double-double. Or both average double-digit points, not a double-double. But Cade Bryan's almost up there in rebounds. And you look at the starting five-wise of things, what is Caleb Swearingen going to bring back to this unit?
Well, he gives them a little lift. You know, we don't know how many minutes he's going to be available because, like, you know, I was talking to his dad before the game started. He hasn't been running. He hasn't been practicing. You know, he's done a lot of weight training and stuff, I'm sure, with his upper body and everything to keep in shape. But he hasn't put a lot of pressure on it. He has practiced full speed, but you can't simulate game speed in practice. So, but the lift he's going to bring, be coming back, is going to help. And now the question is, who do they drop from the starting five? Because Revan Cooper has come in and taken, you know, the cattle by the horns and has been a team leader. You know, the Brevin Cooper that we seen last year was a shooter. The Brevin Cooper that we're seeing this year in the, you know, taking Swearingen's spot on the team has been a team leader, a talker. You know, we talked about the turnover situation and stuff, and that's just because he tries so hard. You know, he's trying to force the pass in. And, you know, varsity minutes, you look, Brevin Cooper this year, you know, coming in, taking over, swearing his spot, has been thrown into the fire, for say, and he's had to produce.
Yeah, and he's done that.
And he has. He's done a great job. Super job.
You look at it from right now, he's averaging about 6 points per game for the stat sheet on Max Preps. Other players, Cade Bryan, Carson Gettle, they're going to have big games. They need, as a whole, as a team, to play together to beat Terre Haute North.
Right. And the one kid on that bench for Northview that really has impressed me, and it's been week after week after week, he's getting much better, and that's Hess. Hess, you know, last week I think we had him for 3 three-pointers, and just an outstanding performance. The night before, it was defense. He came in at North Putnam and shut down their big guy in the second half. He had 0 points up to the last 40 seconds of the game. Keegan Garrison has come off the bench, Corey. Look at what a lift he's given these nights. But, yeah, Cade Bryan, got to get 20 points a game. Carson Gettle, got to get 15, 20 points a game. I'd like to see Gavin Moore shoot the ball more. Gavin's got a beautiful shot. He, you know, he's very unselfish. He looks to pass the ball with his size and his shot. I'd like to see him, you know, turn and get some more looks at the basket.
Well, I asked Gavin Moore's back in the locker room. I was interviewing Coach Byram. I go, my Byram was saying, Gavin, you want to be interviewed? He said, no, he got all shy. Well, I go, I was just going to ask you a question. Why you didn't shoot a wide-open shot with no one near you for 3 seconds in the paint last week instead of passing it out? He goes, I don't know. I asked myself the same thing.
Yeah.
He's got to shoot more.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the great Coach Woodson used to always say, you can throw it in the ocean or you can throw it in the rim, but you can't do either if you just hold on to it.
Exactly. Let's look at some starters right now for Terre Haute North Patriots. You're going to have a guard, a senior, number 11, Kamen Hayes. Another senior, number 20, Braden Eddington. 22, of Michael Dungan. Number 40, Dalton Strum. And the number 44, Shelby Skies. And then for your North Unites, you had number 15, of Brevin Cooper. Number 11, of Dylan Newsell. 32, of Gavin Morris. Number 10, Carson Gettle. And 35, your forward, Cade Bryan. And he's going to have a day-to-day with effort on defense, rebounding the basketball, and scoring for this Knights team to get a victory today. It's very possible if they just play within themselves.
Yeah, and look at the senior leadership by the Knights, Corey. You don't have it. You've got a couple seniors on the team. You know, we're building the future here. Yeah. What have we seen last year at this Classic? Remember Caleb Swearingen having 10 points in the first game of the Classic, and we said, holy goodness, this kid, you know, if he does this next year, look where we're going to be. He comes back tonight. If he can come off the bench, give 10, 15 points, you know, He turned it on after the tournament last year, as did Carson Gettle.
Yep. You look at it right now, just from the very beginning, Dylan Newsom was even in the huddle with the Patriots. He's going to follow Kamen Hayes to begin things off.
Yep.
Cade Bryant at mid-circle, all white uniforms, and they're going to win the tip. And no, Kamen Hayes will spin right hand, throws it up, and it'll be in and out. Got away with a goaltending. Northview did, but it's going to stay with, it'll be the Knights basketball after a Kamen Hayes missed a layup. That ball went in and out, but somebody grabbed the net, pulled it down. I don't think
I believe it was number 40, Dalton Sturm, for
full court press.
Got a foul right away on Sturm.
That's a great sign. You want to get in foul trouble. Brevin Cooper draws the first foul. He found himself in the corner.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I was talking with Coach Wolfley. They press. That's their go-to right now is their press. But they're having trouble getting back out of the press. They get a turnover there by the Knights. That's Cooper's first turnover.
Ball on the right-hand side for Terre Haute North. It's in the hand of Dungan. Swings the left-hand side. Patriots have it up top. 7.5 to go. Scoreless here in game number 8. Ball's batted out of bounds by Gavin Morris after the shot attempt by Kamen Hayes, a 6-foot senior. Hayes will pass it in from underneath the basket. Lobs it out wide. Batted in midair coming towards us. And Dylan Neusel.
Good hustle there by Dylan Neusel
drives
over
right
the score bench.
Into the scores bench. And he acted like that didn't hurt, but that had to hurt.
It hurt me. I pulled a muscle just flinching.
The ribs went right into the scores table, and he's going to act like nothing happened. Tough kid. North will pass it back in. It's in the hands of Dungan.
Knights with a nice man-to-man switching.
Swings the right side in the block. Got away with a maybe travel. Short on the attempt. Rebounded by Brevin Cooper. Gavin Morris with aggressiveness on the
got
rebound.
Another foul.
This time it's going to be on Braden Eddington. Brevin Cooper's drawn two fouls.
You know, that's one thing we've struggled at, and hopefully this Christmas break they've been able to get to the charity stripe and do a little working, because we've struggled shooting the free throws.
Struggled getting to the free throw line as well.
Right.
Two fouls for Terre Haute North already on this early part of game number 8. Bryan has a right side for their first offensive possession. Finds Gettle for three.
Boom.
How about that, Carson Gettle?
That's what we need right there, Corey. We need him to get 10 this first period. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be a Christmas present. Now it's up top. Dungan drives inside, ball's loose. Gettle's diving forward on the floor, fighting for it underneath. It'll be a jump ball.
Turnover, Knights basketball.
3-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard of 6:54 to go in the opening quarter of play.
I swear I'm going to get Cade Bryan some Velcro for his shoes. There he is, tying them again.
Full court press, Cooper to pass in. Cooper in some trouble. Throws it, finds Gavin Morris wide open. And he'll give it right back to Cooper, who brings it up the court, going right to left on your radio dial.
That was nice. You know, Gavin Morris seen, you know, he was in trouble, got to half court.
Bryan, 18-footer, drills it.
There we go.
Knights 2-for-2 on their opening field goal attempts, have a 5-0 lead over the Patriots of Terre Haute North.
Newsel all over Kamen Hayes.
Kamen Hayes nearly lost it backcourt. Gets the pass off, swings it cross court for a three, and it's in and out. Morris fights for the loose rebound. It's still on the ground. That should be a travel, but it wasn't, and it's picked up by Terre Haute North.
Eddington missed the three-pointer. Good scrum there for the rebound.
Driving right side, feeds it wide open to the man on the left block for an easy two of Dalton Sturm.
Dalton Sturm off the Kamen Hayes.
Gettle wide open for three.
That's two in a row.
How about Carson Gettle?
This Knights crowd behind us, Corey's getting loud.
8-2-5-5-5 to go in the opening quarter. Eddington picks up his dribble, fires the pass right side to Dungan, who's on the baseline. Sweet bounce pass back up top, driving 10-footer, and it goes in.
Nice basket there by Eddington.
Cooper picks up his dribble, bounces off to Newsel, finds Cade Bryan.
Got to get out of the corner. There we go.
Cooper swings at the Gettle. Gettle, long three attempt, and no.
Oh,
nearly rolled in.
Good look. Coach Byram kind of give him a little, hey, you know, don't rush it. But
I think that was a heat check. How about that?
Yep.
Heat check moment for Carson Gettle. And who's tying their shoe? Dylan Newsel.
Dylan Newsel.
Maybe we should get the team Velcro.
Yeah.
Happy late Christmas.
Not on our salary, unless Mr. Crooks wants to throw us a bone here and there, right?
5:25 to go in the opening quarter.
Here comes Mr. Swearingen to check in next break.
8-4. Having trouble handling the ball. Maybe Swearingen can help with that. Kamen Hayes thought about the shot. It'll be a pass. Intercepted by Bryan and picked up by Cade. Now here comes Brevin Cooper of 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. 8-4 lead for the Knights in the first game of the Wabash Valley Classic. Gettle drives, right hand, and it rolls in. How about that?
He got by with a travel on that. But
Coach Todd Wolfley wanted a travel. They won't call it. 10-4, 4:54 to go.
Next break, Hess will check in as long as Swearingen.
Hayes drives right baseline. Yep.
That's going to be on Newsall, his first, team's first.
So Hess and Swearingen will check in. They'll get Brevin Cooper and Dylan Newsall. Now, this is a good starting five of Gettle, Swearingen, Cade Bryan, Gavin Morris, and Tyler Hess.
Hess wearing 33.
Hess will hug on Kamen Hayes. Nope, it's Cade Bryan guarding Kamen Hayes. He'll swing it back up top to Addington. He'll drive right hand.
Oh.
Too many steps. And they're going to call it.
Yeah, they do. He got by with it. Yep. Hess stuck his hoof out there. And
was it on the shot attempt?
Yep.
Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. 10-4 at the line. It's Braden Eddington, drills free throw number one.
Really nice crowd on hand for this matinee follow nightcap.
Yep. And next one in. 10-6, Knights on top by four. They'll keep the press alive. Swearingen's got it. And he'll drive right side across the timeline. Nice to have the height of Swearingen in the lineup with Cade Bryan out there, who has it up top, spins around,
travels.
And he'll travel.
Yep, turnover by Cade Bryan, his first, team second.
Took too many steps. Fouls are even at two apiece. No one there to take the inbound pass for Terre Haute North. They'll come back and get it.
Checking in for Terre Haute North was...
Eddington drives left side, finds Hayes for the floater, rolls off. Offensive board, and there'll be a foul on the attempt. Dalton Sturm will go to the line, the junior.
Keegan Garrison's going to check in for the Knights.
My guess is going to be for Gavin Morris.
Yeah, I believe so.
Gettle has 6-8 early points. Bryan has the other two. Free throws up and good. Patriots 3-3 from the free throw line. Gavin Morris will come out. Keegan Garrison will check in. Sturm. Next attempt in.
Nice soft shot release there by Dalton Sturm.
Swearingen fires it up top to Hess.
Oh, we had Garrison but missed it.
Back out top to Swearingen. He'll drive right side. Baby floater draws the foul. It won't fall. But Swearingen taking advantage will go to the line for two attempts.
Foul's going to be on number 40. That's Dalton Sturm, his second.
And if you remember from Caleb, 16 points against Vincennes Lincoln. Majority of those came from the free throw line.
Checking in for Terre Haute North will be Aaron Tompkins.
He'll knock down free throw number one.
Swearingen with his first points here, and that's nice to see halfway into the first quarter.
From the charity stripe, Caleb Swearingen knocks down both. 12-8, 4:11 to go in the first quarter of play. Kamen Hayes brings it up. Hayes drives right side. Beats Tyler Hess off the dribble, which allows a wide open layup on the left side by Eddington.
Gettle didn't slide over there. Gettle with no help side.
2-on-1, Garrison to Hess. He'll get fouled on the layup.
Yep.
Hess will go to the free throw line for two attempts.
And that's nice. Another North foul.
Man, nice pass by Keegan Garrison.
And I believe... Yeah, that's on 44. That's Sykes, the big man.
Coach Michael Byron's talking to Carson Gettle about probably what you just talked about.
Yeah, he didn't slide over and help on the help side defense. Hess hits the first one.
Lead back.
Back to three.
Yeah, back to three. And four now. 14-10, 3:54 to go. Brevin Cooper checks in. Cade Bryan gets a quick breather.
That's the good thing about having Swearingen back. Now we can all get a rotation. You know, when you got Hess playing as well as he is, Keegan Garrison, we've got a rotation. North's only subbed in one person. It's because of two fouls on Sturm, and we're only halfway through the first quarter, Corey.
And he could do that because Terre Haute North went guard heavy as well.
Yeah.
Not a lot of height in the tournament this year. Kamen Hayes pulls up. Ball's loose. Offensive board taken by the Patriots. They got it on the left side in hands of Eddington. Swings it right. Back out on top. It'll go right to left on the wing. And it's going to be an offensive foul.
Moving screen.
Keegan Garrison drew that foul. It'll be on number 12.
Aaron Tompkins.
Aaron Tompkins.
Jamin Hayes 0 for 3 already with the tough guarding of Cade Bryan and Hess.
Full court press. Cooper gives it off to Gettle, who gives it right back to Cooper. They're going to allow Brevin to bring the basketball up. Swearingen will play guard. Cooper drives, fires it off to Swearingen on the left wing. Uses a screen from Garrison.
Cooper wide open. Oh, I wish he'd have shot that.
Cooper off to Gettle near the volleyball line. Thought about shooting, but won't. Picks up at the dribble. Has a defender all over him who just gives it right back to Cooper.
Nice steal.
Cooper didn't hang on to it, and it's easy layup for Eddington. Just like that, it's a two-point game. Cooper didn't grab it tight enough.
Yeah. Just had a pocket picked right away.
Cooper near the volleyball line. Bounces off to Swearingen in the corner for Tyler Hess. Hess.
That's his hot spot.
And he rolls it off. Ball's loose, fought for, and it'll be picked up by... No, they're going to say it's not a jump ball. It'll be Terre Haute North's ball. Those two fought for it for a hot second.
Yeah, should have been a jump ball. Foul's going to be on 45 on Garrison. That wasn't a foul in my eyes, Corey.
No, I didn't think so either. Carson Gettle will get a break. 14-12, Patriots on top over the Knights. Or Patriots down to the Knights by two.
Yep.
Whole home team, away team is messing with me.
Blue and white. White's always home.
Swing
there we go.
Side.
Hess with a steal.
Hess going coast to coast. And
oh, he got fouled, and that wasn't called. And now they're going to call a foul against Northview on Cooper for going for the rebound.
I think either Hess thought he was going to get fouled, and he just flinched.
No, they
up
called down Swearingen. His second. Well, he's going to get a rest that ankle because of two fouls.
He's aggressive, but he can't do that in that situation.
Yeah. Well, that was a foul on Hess's layup. He ended up in the first row of the student section.
14-12. Here comes the Patriots. A chance to tie or take the lead. On the left side, Tompkins back up top.
A little dribble weave here at the top by North.
Cayman Hayes will drive. It'll be a foul on the shot attempt for Hayes. Hayes will go to the line with a chance to tie it.
I think that's going to be the second foul on Garrison. Yep. Garrison with two fouls.
That's one thing we can't have is foul trouble.
That's 16 fouls, and we're still in the first period. The next one will take them to the line.
Six fouls for Northview, five for Terre Haute North. Hayes knocks down free throw number one.
At Hayes' first point of the game.
Garrison comes out with his second foul.
Baggett checks in for the Patriots. Morris checks in for the Knights.
Cayman Hayes back at the charity stripe to tie it at 14. He will. All right, we got a tied ball game. 2:13 to go in the opening quarter. Brevin Cooper going right to left.
Todd Wolfley quickly switched from that full court press to one man-to-man.
Cooper finds Neusel, Gavin Morris, Cade Bryan, and Tyler Hess on the floor. Neusel.
Mismatch for Cade.
Backing down, pulls up, just throws the shot up. Instead of trying to back him down all the way to the bucket, he'll miss.
Still had his dribble. He forced that one.
Yeah. Right side. In the hands of Baggett. Baggett fires the pass to left side. 18-footer. In and out. Ball's loose. And last touch by Terre Haute North. It'll be Northview basketball.
Caleb Baggett checked in there for the Knights.
14-all, minute 39 to go.
For the Patriots.
Yeah, Terre Haute North right back with the full court press, Brad.
Well, no, it's just man-to-man. So once they get it in, they retreat. It's just to keep them from throwing at the length.
Big thanks to Sonic Drive-In in East Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison.
Little scrum there going on before the official giving the ball.
Bryan finds Cooper in transition. Cooper attacks, bounces it off left corner to Hess. Hess fires it to Bryan. Bryan near the mid-circle. Yo-yoing the basketball is Bryan. Bryan drives right side, baseline.
Dribbles it out of bounds.
The last touched off his foot.
That's Brian's second turnover. See that a lot.
He's trying to do too much.
Four turnovers now for the Knights here, Corey, in the first quarter.
14-all, minute 20 to go. Longest first quarter of the season, it feels like. Caleb Baggett across the timeline. Carson Gettle set the check in for the Knights. And
Hess almost stole it.
Hess had it, but he got right picked right back up by Cayman Hayes. Hayes fires the left side to Tompkins. Tompkins on the left wing. Back right side. Driving to the bucket. Fires it up top for a three to take the lead, and they won't. Rebound on Brevin Cooper.
Offensive foul, number 12. That's Aaron Tompkins. He's picked up his second foul.
Yep. So each team has six fouls with 55 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
Tompkins, his second personal foul.
Carson Gettle will check back in. Tyler Hess will take a break.
24 for the Patriots. That's Elliot Cotton checking in.
Full court press. It'll be man-to-man, though. Bryan set to check in. Fires it off to Cooper.
Cade Bryan running the guard position again tonight, Corey. I like to see that with his size, and he almost got his pocket picked.
Yep. He picks up his dribble, fires it. Left-hand snag by Gettle. Fires it to Cooper for the floater. It goes in. A little bit of a mess there, but they'll get 2 points out of it and retake the lead. 30 seconds.
First 2 points for Brevin Cooper in the first quarter.
Baggett picks up his dribble, fires it to Hayes, left wing for the lead. No. Ball's loose, though, and picked right back up by the Patriots. Offensive rebounding has to be at a high number so far for Terre Haute North. They're going to go for one shot near the middle logo, 15 seconds.
The Knights have shut down Kamen Hayes. He's got 2 points, and they're both from the free throw line.
In the hands of Addington, he'll drive, kick in the right corner, 6 seconds. Hayes now has it.
Oh, and a cheap foul called on Neusel. That was a hand check. That's two on Neusel.
Let him play. And that'll put him in the 1-1.
Yep. Knights got 5.4 seconds. You know, if they get a rebound, it's going to be tough. But if they can trigger it out of bounds, they can get a – you can go the length of the floor. Hess will check in for Neusel.
Coach Byram talking to Dylan Neusel about something. At the free throw line, Kamen Hayes, a 1-1. First free throw's up and good.
Hayes with 3 points now.
16-15 on the Great Dane scoreboard. On the floor, Tyler Hess, Carson Gettle, Cade Bryan, Gavin Morris, and Brevin Cooper. I'm sure they'll try to get a shot off for Cade Bryan here.
Well, they got plenty of time, Corey. Makes this. You can go the length of the floor in less than 4 seconds. Hayes makes the second one.
Kamen Hayes will tie it at 16 apiece. Kamen Hayes will come out of the ball game.
Good move there by Coach Wolfley. Yep. Don't get a foul on him.
Oliver checks in for the Patriots.
Gavin Morris will check it in. They're going to press. Morris off to Cooper. Cooper, three, across half court. Cooper driving, throws up with a left hand.
Oh, and he had it in line.
Just a little short. At the end of one, from the first Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic, Northview 16, Terre Haute North 16. Don't go anywhere, right here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back here for the second quarter of the first Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic. Final game of the day as Cooper nearly comes up with a steal. Instead, Terre Haute North will corral it. Kamen Hayes out of the ball game. Patriots are going to swing it right to left on the top of the wing. Tries to force a bounce inside. They're going to call a pushing foul on Gavin Morris. Huh.
That's going to be Morris's first foul.
They're going to be in the bonus each team for the rest of the way here in the second quarter.
Morris, his first personal foul.
Knights shot the ball well there in the first half. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 for 6 from three, but 3 for 4 from two. North gets her first lead of the game. As number 33,
it's not on there.
Not listed, unknown name and number, scores two.
Terre Haute North will take their first lead of the night. 18-16, Bryan's bringing it up. Bryan fires it right side to Morris. Morris dribbles it a little bit, finds Bryant for a three in the lead. Short. Now it's bringing up by the Patriots. Oliver back to the top for a three. Is Albright and, or Baggett, excuse me, it's off the mark. Rebounded by Bryant.
That was a long three-pointer, and I'm pretty sure Coach Wolfley isn't happy with that first shot.
Cooper swings at the Morris. Morris dribbles towards the middle of the court to give it back to Gettle. Gettle needs a dribble, and he will. On the left wing, picks it back up. Hands off to Cooper. Cooper back off to Bryant, who pump fakes in the corner. Good defense by the Patriots here early on. Hands it off to Cooper now. Cooper will drive. He's got an opening left hand. It rolls in.
Timeout, Northview.
Tied at 18 apiece. We'll take one with them. 6:40 to go in the first half. Game number eight. Game one for the Knights here from the First Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic on Timeless Classics. WAMB.
He finally did it.
What?
He got her Sonic's new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger.
Oh. Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger and tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here for the First Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter of play. It's Terre Haute North basketball tied to 18 apiece coming out of a Coach Michael Byram timeout. Ball's in the corner, swung back out on top for Oliver. Oliver taken away by Cooper, fires ahead to Hess. Hess one-on-one, right-handed layup, won't
Hess
go.
Hess again, and he was out of bounds.
Hess has missed two fast break layups. First one, you could say it was a foul. That one, he just completely missed. Bothered by the pressure Terre Haute North caused there down the line.
Swearingen checks back in with two fouls. So for the Knights, we got Swearingen with two, Neusel with two, and Garrison with two.
Swing to the right side, back out on top. Oliver has it. Over to Baggett now on the left side. They're just playing keep away. Bag on the left wing. Hands off to Skies. Swings in the corner for three. Nope, too strong. Ball's loose. Rebounded by Carson Gettle. And here comes Swearingen. Swearingen handles the basketball. Drives left side. Layup won't fall, but it'll be a foul on the floor. Nonetheless, he'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Fouls on number 33. That's Micaiah Johnson. Not in your program.
It's not in the program at all.
No. Team's seventh foul.
Coming out of the ball game will be Elliot Cotton as well as Davion Oliver. Starter Braden Eddington will check back in for the Patriots. Kamen Hayes remains on the bench. Or he's back in the game. Swearingen free throw, got it.
Swearingen 3-for-3 from the charity stripe.
Yeah, Kamen Hayes back in the ball game as well. It's 19-18 Northview. 5:43 to go in the first half. Swearingen second attempt, good. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line.
Both teams playing really well, Corey. I mean, a few turnovers, 4 for Northview, 3 for Terre Haute North, but both teams playing really well.
Ball's lobbed inside. Gavin Morris with good defense, forced to kick it back out on top to Eddington. Eddington swings at the bag out on the left side. Kamen Hayes coming for the basketball. He'll receive it. Tyler Hess on him. On him tight. Hayes gets past him on the left side. Hesitates, right hand, too strong.
Nice
rebounded
defense
by Morris, but Kamen Hayes just intercepts it from behind, an 18-footer. Another offensive board, and Terre Haute North will travel.
Yep.
Morris just kind of lobbed at the Cooper, and Kamen Hayes from behind just came out of nowhere and swiped it out of the air.
Eddington missed the putback there, and then they got him with a travel on the rebound, which good call.
I'm surprised Eddington took a 15-footer right away.
Jack Holwald. 18 Northview.
Jack Holwald in the game for the first time tonight. He'll replace Tyler Hess. Swearingen swings at the Cade Bryant on top. Chest pass to Gettle. Gettle, right wing, picks up his dribble. And I'll give it off to Swearingen, who's on the right to left side near the free throw line. Backs it back out on top. Now to Gettle. Gettle gets it stripped away. And
it was tipped.
Over and back. That was tipped, though.
They called over and back, and it was... That was a bad call.
They're going to say Carson Gettle kicked it.
He tipped it into Gettle's knee, and he kicked it across. Which, anyway, it was still a disturbed ball, so...
Michael Byram's not happy. Kevin Hayes will bring the ball up court. He'll cross the timeline. Gets a screen, drives left side. Brian goes up to contest it and does just enough for a miss. Now Brian in transition. 3-on-2. Brian not slowing down, left hand.
No foul called again.
Nothing called. Hayes picks it up on the right side. He's triple teamed and intercepted by Gettle. Now it's Gettle 2-on-2. Finds Brian. Brian will get the left
missed
hand.
Missed the layup.
And it's too strong. Too many missed layups. Swearingen gets a steal off the Terrell North turnover.
Timeout.
Howell back up top to Swearingen.
Good call there by Coach.
What was that?
Byram telling them to stop.
Turnover after turnover by multiple teams. Gettle for three wide open.
Way short.
Air ball.
That wasn't a good shot.
Well, he's wide open.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, he wasn't set. He had plenty of time. There wasn't nobody on him. His feet were wrong. He rushed it up.
Number 22, Dunnigan checks in for the Patriots.
Who missed that first layup? I know Cade Bryan got the second one.
Wasn't it Cade Bryan, too? He missed both?
Did he?
Yeah. Baggett up top. Swings the pass left-hand side to Eddington. Now Kamen Hayes on the back door. 18-footer jumper. Good.
First bucket of the day for Kamen
Hayes. For two.
Coach Todd Wolfley do everything he can to screen him open.
Yeah, need to get Tyler Hess or somebody back in there to guard him.
3.5 to go in the first half. Swearingen on the right wing. Off to Holwald. Holwald backs it up, bounces it towards Swearingen's way. Now Cade Bryan pull up three. Got it.
All net.
Cade Bryan gets another three. He'll give the Knights the lead at 23-20. 3:09 to go in the first half. Coach Michael Byram calls a timeout. We'll take one with him. Quick 30-second break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Big thanks to WTHI TV 10 coverage you can count on. 3:05 to go, 23-20 coming out of a Northview timeout. Driving to the lane, right hand goes in for Terre Haute North. Free throw made, or layup made there by Caleb Baggett.
Yeah, Baggett with his first 2 points.
It was good defense, he just drove in.
Yeah.
Brian right side, he's not slowing down. It'll be a foul on the floor. They count
no
the
basket.
Bucket?
No, it's on the floor. No basket.
Oh.
But the good thing is, Corey, I believe that's on 44. Yep, that's on 44. That's Shelby Scott Sykes, his second.
Yep. Patriots fouls on number 44.
Kay Bryan will go to the charity stripe. It'll be a 1-1.
Team's eighth foul.
Terrell North really only size for that power forward center position will come out of the ball game. They're going to go guard heavy. Bryan on the 1-1, rims in and out. Got hit free throws. 23-22. Knights on top by one. Wide open for three. North to take the lead. Too strong. Gettle goes up and gets the board. Cooper has it in transition. Bounces off to Holwald. He's got to get out of the corner. Finds Cooper on the backdoor cut. And missed another layup. I think
we've
that's
left too many on the rim.
Five by my calculations. Five yep. missed layups. Got to go up strong and accept the contact.
Yep. Don't think you're going to get fouled. Think you're going to make the shot.
Kamen Hayes off the Baggett on the left side. Baggett fires it back towards the right-hand side to Eddington. And now it's in the corner for three, and they'll take the lead.
First three-pointer for Terre Haute North. That's Michael Dunnigan.
25-23, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Swearingen drives, Right hand in traffic and can't get the baby touch, but Gettle comes up with the offensive board. Cooper, Holwald, backdoor cut, and Holwald won't take the shot, but Bryan will take the three, and it'll be off the mark. And how about Brevin Cooper for the offensive rebound? Now it's Swearinger near the volleyball line. He's getting hacked. They're not going to call it. It'll be out of bounds off Terre Haute North. Northview gets to pass it in near half court.
Both coaches upset with the officials here.
Swearingen lobs it off to Holwald. A minute and a half to go. Terre Haute North leads 25-23. Holwald inside the Cooper through traffic. Now Cade Bryan left wing for three. Yes, sir.
Ties it up. No, gives us the lead, 26-25.
Cade Bryan's third, a three-point attempt. 26-25. A minute 14 now in the hands of Terre Haute North. Spin move on Cooper, and the layup just misses. Last touch by Terre Haute North. It'll be Northview ball. Good thing, too, because Brevin Cooper got put on a swivel.
Yep. Checking in is Hess for Howald.
Number 33, Hess back in the lineup.
26-25 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil, 812-208-3244. A minute to go. Gettle has it. He had the first 8 points of the ball game. Hasn't scored since. Swearingen pump fake, right hand, got it,
and
with the bucket. How about that for a return? Caleb Swearingen.
First 2 points of the game here from the field, and he's going to shoot a free throw, Corey, and that right there is what we've missed, that penetration.
He drives, he's not afraid of contact, and he'll finish through it all. Now here's my thing, 48 seconds, do you sub in for Swearingen?
Yes, you do.
I think that's what he's going to do. Swearingen. Got it. Five free throws made. Gets a three-point play, yep. And now it's 29-25.
Howald's going to be guarding Kamen Hayes, I'm sure. No, Tyler Hess will be on Kamen Hayes.
Yeah, checking in for Terre Haute North will be Oliver. Coming out of the ball game will be Caleb Baggett.
48.8 seconds in the first half, and it's been a good one, Corey.
Left to right. Terre Haute North will have it across midcourt. It's Oliver. Swings the pass right side to Eddington.
You wouldn't think Terre Haute North, the way they've played and the way these Knights have played, the records are 1-17 or 1-13 combined. You wouldn't think that the way this game's went, Corey. It's been a good first half.
28 seconds. Swings the pass in the corner. Terre Haute North gets the backdoor cut. Back out on top. Dangerous pass. Kamen Hayes has it. He'll drive inside for the missed layup. Cade Bryan now has the rebound.
14 seconds.
Cooper's got it. Now it's Cade Bryan, 8 seconds. Finds Gettle. Six. Off to Hess. Hess for three, and it's wide left. Rebounded, two. Half court heaved, and the buzzer, no.
Way out.
Shot. I thought they forced that last shot there,
yeah,
just Hess, a little bit.
Hess didn't know where the clock was, but 29-25, Corey, and we got a 10-minute halftime break.
On the Great Dane scoreboard, don't go anywhere for the Sonic Drive-In Halftime Show right here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, in our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner, holiday time means we are in the middle of the winter sports season, and obviously boys and girls basketball, wrestling in full swing. We have a lot of things going on, and it's a great time of year for fans because you can literally watch any sport you want and have some real fun with it.
You really can, Bob, and it is a great time for our fans. It's also a great time for our student-athletes because the schools will go into a winter recess, and these young people will a little bit of a break from their academics, but then we're still participating in some sports. We got some great tournaments and great invitationals that go on across all of our winter sports. And so those young people get a chance to go out and perform. Families can come watch them. Families will they'll get off work, and they'll be able to take some time and go to those invitationals and go to those events. And so it is a really fun time for our families and for our student-athletes to participate. And there's some really great competitions that go on during this recess.
I think the cool thing about it is, and it's not just basketball, but you have a lot of one-day extravaganzas, if you will, or multi-day events. But it's fun to be able to do those because with the scheduling rules as they are, you can play some teams that you wouldn't play during your regular seasons and play up in competition, play outside your geographic location. It gives you some opportunities that heretofore hadn't been there for you.
Absolutely. You know, when you don't have to be in class and you can leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to get to a contest, or you're going to go on an overnight excursion to a big team invitational, let's say, in wrestling or swimming or something of that nature. It's just a lot easier for the schools and a lot easier for the kids. And to your point, Bob, you do get a chance to go play somebody that you typically wouldn't play. And, you know, as schools look and their potential trek into the tournament series and where they might end up at the semi-state, let's say, they might see a school that they want to put on their schedule, get involved in an invitational or something of that nature that they might not get to play them in the regular season, but, hey, we might run into them in a tournament, so let's use this opportunity now to play them in the holiday period and just measure ourselves against what we might run into if we can make a deep run.
You know what's been interesting in the last 3 or 4 years, talking to high school basketball coaches during the tournament, and we're seeing more and more of the situations where teams had played one another in they're playing each other for championship games, who had played one another in a holiday tournament just like you're talking about.
Yes, and I think that's the beauty about what we've done with expanding the schedule allows for some more flexibility to allow these schools to do this. And, you know, there was a period of time where there were a lot of holiday tournaments, and then they kind of went away. Well, now they're back. And now they're back even bigger and better than they've ever been before. And you see these opportunities now that schools have to play different opponents. And it's good for kids. It's good for the fans. It provides a little freshness to the schedule and some excitement. And as other schools have embraced this opportunity, and we've got all kinds of situations around the state where we're playing at the Hoosiers Gym or we're playing at some other unique facility. And those are the things that really kids really remember, and it provides a great remembrance of their basketball season or whatever season it might
be. It's also swimming and diving. We have these events, wrestling, as we pointed out. It's not just basketball. And the kids, I think, benefit from it by being able to test themselves against some really, truly outstanding student athletes.
Well, and I'll give you a great example. Connersville High School has hosted a 32-team wrestling invitational for as long as I can remember. And they do it over the holiday because then the kids can get there and they can spend time and have it. When you got 32 schools at invitational, that's a big invitational in wrestling. There's a lot of matches. It takes 2 days to run it. But to your point, they can measure themselves against that number two or three ranked kid in their weight class and just see how they measure up. And so it's a great opportunity to do that, and I'm really happy that our schools take the initiative to do it. It takes a lot of work. You know, these folks are also on vacation too.
Right, right.
And so getting those folks to come in and staff an event that takes 2 days, we have to really extend our thanks to those folks in our local communities for doing that so these young people have these opportunities.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner, great to talk to you as always. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You as well.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here to Terre Haute South High School for the first Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic. Halftime here, I got my suit stolen.
Yeah, Corey, the Knights shooting the ball really well. 5 for 6 from the free throw line, 5 for 10 from the floor, and 4 for 11 from the three-point line. Leading scorer for the Knights is Carson Gettle with 8, Kate Bryan with 8, Caleb Swearingen off the bench with 7, Brevin Cooper with 4, and Tyler Hess off the bench with 2 as well. For the North Patriots, not shooting the ball very well at all. Besides at the free throw stripe, they're 10 for 10. They're 6 for 19 from the floor and 1 for 7 from the three-point line. Leading scorer for the North Patriots is Braden Eddington with 8, Cayman Hayes with 6, 4 points for Dalton Sturm, 3 for Michael Dunnigan, 2 for Caleb Baggett, and Makai Johnson with 2.
But overall, Brad, what about this first half overall? Because you look at it, both teams are playing good basketball, and it's good to see Northview of a competitive nature to them. They're playing well.
Right, right. 5 turnovers for the Knights, 3 for the Patriots, but the big key is going to be foul situation. Both teams in foul trouble. Garrison, 2 fouls. Swearingen, 2 fouls. Neusel, 2 fouls. For Terre Haute North, you've got Dalton Sturm with 2. Shelby Sykes with 2, and Aaron Tompkins off the bench with 2 fouls as well.
We'll take a quick 30-minute break when we come back. Second half action from WAMB.
He finally did it.
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, here we go, Corey. Second half's about to start, and it'll be possession to the Knights. 29-25, Northview leading at the half.
What's Northview going to have to do to keep this lead?
Hey, do what they're doing. You know, be competitive. They're shooting the ball well. Take care of it. You limit the turnovers. You cut them in half. Only give up 2 or 3 turnovers. We're going to win this basketball game, and we'll be playing tomorrow night.
Winner of this will take on Edgewood at 8:30 tomorrow. The loser plays at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Corey, the way we're playing and the defense, if we can shut down Taylor for Edgewood like happened in that last game, we'll have a chance to win tomorrow night.
Brevin Cooper has it up top, swings it to Cade Bryan. Wouldn't that be an upset story?
No, it'd be a good win for the Knights. Get this program going the right direction. Coach Byron been under, you know, a lot of struggling to get with the start and everything. It'd be a good uplift for him to go get 2 wins here in the Classic right away.
Gettle's got it off to Cade Bryan on the right wing. Bryan, he's got a dribble, but he won't. It's 5 seconds.
Call.
Turnover. Michael now, Byron just gives him that stare because he knows better.
Yeah, well, and the thing about it is he still had his dribble. You know, you should never get a 5-second call when you still have possession of your dribble.
Not a good start to the second half for the Knights. It'll be Terre Haute North basketball. Going right to left in the hands of Eddington. Both starting fives back out.
The only good thing that did is it took 45 seconds off the clock.
Wide open layup. Missed. Brevin Cooper of the rebound. Cooper.
Dalton Stern missed the layup.
We'll bring it up court. Fires it in the corner to Neusel. Picks up his dribble. Bounces it back up top to Brevin. Brevin spins away. Gets a guy past him. Back out to Cade Bryan near the free throw line. Backs his defender down. Drop step,
nice
gets
move.
The right hand.
Nice move from Bryan. That's 10 points for Cade Bryan. He's halfway to where he needs to be.
Kevin Hayes goes right to the hoop, and it goes in. Nobody stepped in front of him.
Hayes picks up two. That's eight for Kamen Hayes.
31-27, 6.5 in the third quarter. Bounces it off to Cooper in the corner. Back out on top now with Cooper. He'll dribble the basketball near the volleyball line. Bounces it to Morris on the right wing.
Corey, it's hot in here, and I can't believe as much hollering and screaming as he's doing. Coach Byram still got his jacket on.
And they're going to call an offensive
moving
foul.
Moving screen on Cooper. Brevin Cooper picks up his first foul the second half.
Knights fouls on number 15.
I think it's because Cooper went low instead of high.
Well, he just moved. He tried setting a screen and undercut him. And
so 31-27, four-point advantage. North has a chance to make it a one-possession game. Going right to left, Hayes is double-teamed. Fires in the corner. Now back near the free throw line. Swings it right side. Thought about the three was Eddington. He'll take a couple dribbles and take an 18-footer instead and drain it.
Eddington with 10 now. Double digits for Eddington.
31-29, 5:45 to go. Cooper brings it across off to Neusel. Got to get Swearingen back in the game. Bryan, he'll drive and travel. He got cut off by two defenders. Coach Byram wants a foul on Terre Haute North. They won't get it. Neusel hugging on Kamen Hayes. Chance to tie or take the lead is the Patriots. Brings it across to Hayes on the right wing. Hands it off back up top to Sturm.
Back door, and they throw it away. Sturm threw it into the bleachers.
And Coach Todd Wolf would jump it up and down. He's not happy.
He is not happy at Dalton Sturm.
Neusel fires across quarter. Cade Bryan. Bryan drives. Get on the right block. He'll get it.
Nice play there by the Knights to move it forward. That's 10 points for Gettle.
And if you could break the press pretty quick, you're going to have someone open.
Well, that's what Todd Wolfley was talking about the other night, the youth basketballs. You know, they're having trouble after they break the press not being able to get back.
Eddington swings inside. Sturm nearly cut off. He'll miss the layup. Rebounded by Neusel. And it'll
tipped
be
tipped out of bounds.
Tipped that's off Kamen Hayes.
Hayes tips it out from behind.
Caught a break. I thought Neusel just threw it to Cade Bryan as quick as he could. Caleb Swearingen. 7 points in the first half. Got in foul trouble. Had to sit out a little bit. Came back in and gave a spark to the Knights as Dylan Neusel will come out.
Yeah, I got him for about 3 minutes playing time and 7 points. That's what we need.
Cooper off to Swearingen in the middle. Swearingen drives. Euro step, and he'll get fouled on the floor. Swearingen just brings that height, mobility. He's got the ball handling skills, and he's aggressive.
Yep, like to see it.
Each team has one foul in the second half.
33-29, Knights got possession.
Gettle's got it on the right side, back off to Cooper. I think Cooper wanted to give it to Gavin Morris, but he wasn't posting up.
Yeah, Gavin was, he got lost in transition.
Bryan, spin move, triple team,
travels
he'll travel.
Again. Five turnovers for Cade Bryan. Coach Byram not happy with his play so far.
He's got a quick beat. He's being aggressive, but it's not the smart aggressive you want. Kamen Hayes blows right past his defender. He'll miss the layup, but the putback is good by Shelby Skies.
Sykes
picks up two. That's his first two of the game.
Back to a two-point game. Swearingen off to Cade Bryan. Pump fake. He'll drive on two defenders. Throws it up, and he'll go to the free throw line for two attempts.
That's the second foul going to be called on Kamen Hayes here in the second half.
And he's tying his shoe.
Patriot fouls on number 11, Hayes.
That's what you want to do, try to find a way to get Kamen Hayes in foul trouble. That's his third foul, you said?
Second.
They say three up on the board.
Third. I missed one.
That's even better. Bryan, free throw good. One of two from the charity stripe. Keegan Garrison checks in. Gavin Morris will come out. On the floor, you have Brevin Cooper, Cade Bryan, Keegan Garrison, Carson Gettle, and Caleb Swearingen. Brian, got it. You know what? The one name that was the hardest for me to learn when I first came to Northview is Swearingen.
Yeah.
I feel like I got it down pretty easy now.
Yeah.
Hayes, he'll get stopped on the dribble. Crossed over in the corner, three-pointer, and it's too strong. Over the top, rebound by Sykes, and it's another three for North. It'll roll off. Kamen Hayes, the board.
Offensive foul. That's four fouls on Hayes halfway into the third quarter.
And that's what you want to see. Kamen Hayes drives his shoulder into, I believe it was Brevin Cooper.
Yep.
He does everything. Now Kamen Hayes has four fouls. One more and he's out of the ball game.
Well, he's out of the ball game now for a while.
I meant for good.
Coach Wolfley's going to have him sit down and take a cold break.
35-31. Let's see if North you could take advantage. Eddington's still been a scoring threat for them, though. Cooper. Got to get it past half court. Finds Swearingen. Swearingen bounces off to no look to Gettle. Right hand. He loses it in midair. Rebounded by North. And here comes Terre Haute North. Sturm. Hands it off near the volleyball line in the hands of Eddington.
Knights in a 2-3 zone.
Towards the middle. In the left wing. Wide open for three. He'll miss the three-pointer. Garrison loses the rebound, but Swearingen's got it. It's 4-on-1. He doesn't care, and he'll get it rejected. Absolutely blocked. Now it's Terrell North. Eddington fires it right side. Another three.
We got a foul called.
Was it on the shot attempt?
It's going to be on Garrison. No, the shot was on number 22, Dunnigan. He missed this another three-pointer, but it's going to be a shove-off on Garrison. Garrison picks up his third foul.
Tyler Hess is going to check in for Carson Gettle.
Ninth foul is on number 45, Garrison. That's his third personal
Coach
foul.
Michael Byram just said, I need you to Gettle, and he just wants to give him a quick breather. You can do that now. Wide open three on the inbounds. Rims in and out. Ball's loose, and North saves it. Right-handed layup is good.
Basket for number 12.
Tompkins,
that's Aaron Tompkins. And we got a delay game warning on number 22, Blue. He tipped the ball after it went through the cylinder.
So one more to be a technical foul.
Technical foul, yep.
Full court press, 35-33. Cooper to Swearingen in the middle. Swearingen on the left side. Picks up his dribble, back out top to Cooper. Cooper will dribble around near the volleyball line, crosses over, bounces off to Bryan on the right baseline. Bryan, 18-footer. Short, rebounded by Terre Haute North and Shelby Sykes. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Patriots, despite Kavan Hayes coming out of the ball game. Wide open three for the lead. Nope. And it's rebounded off the thigh of Swearingen, and it'll be last touch by Terre Haute North.
Ooh. Who shot that three, Corey? 22?
Yep, it was Dungan.
Dungan, he shot four threes here in the second half. And he's 0 for 4.
Dunnigan, excuse me.
Dunnigan?
Yeah. Swearingen gets it taken away.
Turnover Swearingen.
North has numbers. Right hand, got it. Tied at 35 apiece. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Cooper brings it up the court. Nearly stripped again. Now it's Bryan. And they're going to call a travel on Cade Bryan.
That's number 6.
Did he run with the ball or just jump as soon as he got it?
He stepped into it. He got a dribble. It's part of it.
They had momentum, but it's back to a tie ball game of 2 minutes to go in the third.
Got to get Carson Gettle back in the game.
On the left side. Wide open baseline shot. Missed it. They're trying to make them make a jump shot, and they're not going to in the zone.
Yep.
A foul will be called on Terre Haute North. Is it on Caleb Baggett, I believe? Yep.
Number 10, Baggett, his first.
Fouls on number 10, Baggett. That's his first personal foul. Team's fourth foul.
Set to check in is going to be Oliver. Oliver will come in the ball game for the Patriots for Baggett.
Number 14, Oliver in the game for the Patriots.
11 players have taken the floor for Coach Todd Wolfley. Neusel's going to check in. And Brevin Cooper's going to have a break.
Neusel checks into the ball game.
So you have Neusel, Swearingen, Garrison, Hess, and Cade Bryan. Bryan brings it up the court. Now it's a Swearingen. Swearingen spins away from traffic, fires it off to Bryan just in time. Across the timeline. Swearingen will hold it near the volleyball line now. Dribbles left-hand side. Backs the defender down, throws it up. Shot's going to be made, but they're not going to count it. It'll be on the floor. Swearingen still made that through all that contact.
Fouls on number 20.
Eddington, that's his second personal
second
foul.
team's fifth.
That's good news. North, you only has two. A minute 43 in the third. Tyler has to pass it in from underneath the basket. Lobs it to Bryan, throws it up, and no good.
That's not the...
I don't think Kay Bryan was ready for that.
No. Not the best inbounds play we could have drew up. But.
Northview's going to go man. Eddington has it on the left wing, covered by Swearingen. Gets blown right by, count the bucket and the foul. And Terre Haute North will take the lead, a chance to make it a three-point advantage.
Four fouls on Garrison. And number 20,
Knight fouls on number 45,
Eddington,
Garrison, that's his fourth personal
will shoot a free throw.
Team's third foul.
So Carson Gettle will check back in with a minute and a half to go, as well as Johnson. 37-35, Terre Haute North the lead. Garrison comes out. So they'll go with Brian Gettle, Hess, Neusel, and Swearingen. Eddington at the free throw line to make it a three-point game, and he will. How many has he got already?
That's 15 for Eddington.
Kamen Hayes isn't beating us. It's Eddington on the dribble.
Hayes on the bench with four fouls.
Neusel, got to get it across. Throws it across court. Not a good pass at all. And just like that, it's a five-point game. Dylan Neusel panicked. Got to get Brevin Cooper back in the game.
Here comes Cooper. Just as we'd say it, Cooper's checking in.
Swearingen lobs it ahead to Cade Bryan. Bryan fires it. Swearingen pump fakes. A minute to go. Bryan for three. It rims. Toilet bowls in and out. This is that quarter where they're having a bad quarter.
Yep.
40-35. Pump fake. Kicks it back out top.
Coach Wolfley wants them spread it out. Got a five-point lead. He don't want a shot.
Kamen Hayes not on the floor. And they have a five-point lead just like that. He came out and they were down four. Eddington covered by Gettle. 30 seconds. Double team. Neusel went to go get him. Fired in the corner. Thought about the three, but Swearingen intercepts it. 20 seconds. Swearingen will be called. There'll be a hold on Terre Haute North. I think it's on Eddington.
Yeah,
nope.
33. Put his hand right in the back. Makai Johnson, his second.
33, Johnson. That's his second personal foul. Team's sixth foul.
40-35. Tyler has to pass it in from in front of the bench. Hess gets it off to Cooper. 20 seconds. They need a bucket here.
We don't need to hold it either. We need to go to the rim.
Gettle back out top to Hess, who fires it to Cooper on the right wing. 10 seconds. They got to go. Cooper over to Swearingen. Now in the corner to Hess. 5 seconds. Now Cooper. Four. And he'll be fouled on the floor.
And we're going
to
shoot free throws.
That's what I'm talking about. 2.9 seconds to go in the third.
Let's see who that's on. That's on number 22. That's Eddington's third. Terre Haute North in foul trouble.
That's his first personal foul. Team's seventh foul.
Cooper has a chance to make this a one-possession game. Going into the final quarter of play, if Cooper can knock down both free throws here.
2.9 seconds. We need these free throws. Back iron and in.
Good shot by Cooper. Very good free throw shooter.
5 points.
On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 40-36. Big thanks to Great Dane of Brazil. And he misses the next free throw. Ball's picked up by Bryan. Throws it up at the buzzer, and it won't go in. Nearly did. Instead, it'll be a four-point advantage for Terre Haute North going into the final quarter of play at 40-36 from the first Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic. Who's moving on to tomorrow's winner's bracket? Find out coming back up on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Big thanks to U.S. Lawns, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, wishes you a happy new year. Find us online at uslawns.com or like us on Facebook. Proud to support the Northview Knights and DLC Media.
Well, Northview with the basketball, and we got a quick foul.
They won't shoot free throws because it was an offensive foul. They're going to call a charge was taken by Northview.
Yeah, Micaiah Johnson with the foul. That's his third.
So the next foul will be nine.
Yeah.
One more away from a double bonus. Swearingen will bring it up to begin the final quarter, down four. Fires it to Bryan, nearly taken away. Bryan, I thought he traveled,
he
got away of one. Cooper to the left wing. Off to Gettle. He'll drive.
Gettle's been quiet in the second half.
Wide open, Cade Bryan. What a pass by Carson Gettle.
14 points now for Cade Bryan.
40 to 38. 7.5 to go. Kamen Hayes.
Another stop here for the Knights.
Driving to the bucket, wide open through the hands. Back out on top. Northview caught a break there. Eddington. Hess keeps him in front. He'll get it back out on top to Oliver. Oliver near the logo. 7:10 to go.
Eddington's got 17 points to lead all scorers.
Tompkins off to Eddington, spins away, throws in the corner for three, and he got it.
And we got a foul.
Carson Gettle with the foul. The coach Michael Byram's going to take his jacket off.
That's Gettle's first foul.
Nine fouls on number 10, Gettle. That's his first personal foul.
He went in there firing like he was going to block the shot, hit his hand.
Yeah. No, he knocked him down. Went flying into him.
So chance to make this a six-point game.
Biggest lead for either team.
Four-point play is good. The rare four-point play. 44-38. Cooper has it. He'll bring it up the court. He'll get fouled, won't get called. Eddington drives on Bryan. Bryan goes for the block, and the layup's good. It's an eight-point game. And now Swearingen will bring it up. Swearingen turns it over again. Eddington with the foul in the bucket. And just like that, it's a 10-point advantage by Terre Haute North.
Eddington with 21 points. And Coach Michael Byram's asking the official, how can that not be a foul? And he calls timeout.
We'll take one with him just like that. A 10-point lead, 48-38, Terre Haute North. 6:40 to go on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
And just like that, everything changed. It's a 10-point lead for Terre Haute North. It was a 9-0 run just like that. 8-0 run, excuse me. 4 points on the foul, 2 points on the layup, another 2 points on the layup, and a chance for a 3-point play here. And it's a free throw down here. Waited for Northview to come out of the timeout. Brad, what just happened?
They just put up 8 points. Three turnovers, layups. That's what you're going to see when you come to North Clay in 2 weeks. The seventh grade team you coach, the Buzzsaw.
Funny.
Just teasing you, buddy.
Eddington, it hasn't been Kamen Hayes, it's been Eddington.
No.
Eddington to the line, shooting one.
Eddington right now at 21 points.
And we'll make that 22.
I'm pretty sure he's the leading scorer for today's first day of the Classic.
49-38, 11-point game. Knight's got to make something happen. They can't freak out. Tyler Hess breaks away from traffic, lobs it ahead. Brevin Cooper will pick it up. Cooper on the right wing.
Gettle got by with a travel.
Back up top to Swearingen. Swearingen backs the defender up, hands off to Cooper on the right side. 6:15 to go, 49-38, North advantage. Cooper for a long three, blocked, and he got thrown to the ground. It won't be called. Here comes North. Behind the back pass, trying to get too pretty, and it's going to be a turnover on Terre Haute North. It's fantastic when it works. It's awful when it doesn't. Dylan Neuse will check in for Brevin Cooper.
Knights trailing Corey by 11 now.
Swearingen will bring it up court. Winner of this will take on Edgewood tomorrow night at 8:30. Fires it. Gettle drives, and he loses the ball.
Now
nope,
he gets
fouled.
Hit from behind by number 22. That's Dunnigan, his first.
Surprised he didn't take the wide open three.
He should shoot free throws.
It's a ninth foul on the team. Chance to make it a single-digit game. Still plenty of time. They just got to get back to work. Gettle makes free throw number one. Back to a 10-point game. 49-39 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Thanks to Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, as well as WTHI TV10 coverage you can count on.
Gettle cuts it to 9 with both free throws. He's got 12 now.
Under 6 to go.
Knights full court.
Yep. Bring the ball up will be Oliver going right to left. Oliver throws it ahead, nearly turns it over. They will. So Northview forces a turnover. Swearingen, Bryan, Neusel, Gettle, and Tyler Hess on the floor. Swearingen gets a lobbed ahead to him, and the clock will start, and he will go. 9-point game. Swearingen backs the defender down, bounces it off to Hess to Gettle. Gettle thought about the catch and shoot, but won't. Instead, he'll throw it ahead. Another turnover on Northview. And who else? Eddington for the right-handed layup.
Eddington has stolen the show here, Corey.
I don't get how you think throwing it cross-court smart.
Yep. 0-6, and they almost did it again.
Gettle, 11-point game. Brian's got it. Brian pulls up, 18-footer. Not a good shot, and it's rebounded by Terre Haute North.
Knights have just dug their own hole here with turnovers.
Bounces it up top. Eddington has it right side. Eddington is hot right now. Spins away. Drives. Gets past Hess. Foul in the bucket. Hess cannot keep Eddington in front. Eddington is just quick off the dribble.
26 points for Eddington.
Usually we see Tyler Hess, lockdown defender. Not tonight. Eddington, no one can guard him tonight.
Not getting any help either. Nobody's in rotation.
How about this for a fourth quarter?
As the fans are starting to file out, Corey, with 4:52 to go.
53-40, final game of the night. Eddington has not missed a free throw, and he's way up there in points.
He's missed 2 3-pointers and 1 shot from the floor, and another turnover.
Norris got in the corner, pump fake, and
they call a foul.
Foul on the body.
Now it's going to be a foul, and it's going to be on Neusel.
Puts him in the 1-1.
That's his third.
Nine fouls on number 11, Neusel. That's his third personal foul.
54-40.
Shooting is Caleb Baggett.
Baggett from the charity stripe. Free throw in and out. 14-point game, 4:40 to go. Knights got to go. Bryan has it. Fires it to Swearingen. Drives inside. He'll draw contact. He'll go to the line for two. Coach Todd Wolfley still not happy.
Patriot fouls on number 22, Dunnigan. That's his third.
Dunnigan picks up his third foul.
Knights are now in the double bonus. Yep.
Number 22, Swearingen.
Cooper set to check back in. Swearingen. He's perfect from the free throw line tonight. Knocks down that one to make it a 13-point game.
Number 15, Cooper back in the ballgame for the Knights.
54-41, 4.5 to go. Next free throw is good. Coach Bynum will take a timeout. Down to 12 with 4.5 to go. We'll take one with him. Full timeout here on Timeless Classics. WAMB.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here to Terre Haute South High School for the first Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go. 54-42, just like that. Northview was leading for basically the whole entire game until the end of the third quarter there. In the fourth quarter, back-to-back-to-back turnovers, went on a run. Four-point play, 2 3-point plays, just finishing after contact, and North came to life, and it's all because of Eddington. Big thanks to Sonic driving in Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison.
Well, Corey, right now you just got to chip away. You know, you can't panic. You've got to just chip away.
Full court press will be applied. They can just get it off. Kamen Hayes back in the ball game.
Why not? You know, Eddington's on fire.
Hayes has it at the logo. Swings the left side. In the corner, wide open three for the big man. Too strong. Nope. Offensive rebound goes up, draws the foul, and the bucket. You've got to be kidding me.
Sykes misses the three, and that rebound is put back up by number 12. That's Aaron Tompkins, and he gets fouled.
That's the fourth of the quarter.
Yep.
Fourth and one, whether it's a 4 3-point play possibility.
Gettle with three fouls all coming here in the second half.
Free throw's good. 57-42. 15-point game. This game, Northview was leading by five towards the end of the third quarter, and a flip of a switch, Terre Haute North woke up. Neusel to Swearingen on the right wing. Swearingen spins away, pump fake, throws up the right hand, got it.
Swearingen with 11 points now, double figures. And another foul called on Revan Cooper, and I didn't see a foul there, but we're going to shoot free throws.
It'll be a 1-1, and I think it's Eddington going to the line. Mr. Automatic. He doesn't miss.
And, Corey, this game's an hour and 15 minutes long right now, and this next 4 minutes is probably going to take a long time.
Eddington from the free throw line. Throws up the shot. Got it. What's he got now?
A bunch. Let's see. I got him for 28. Chance at 29 here.
He has 10 at halftime, I think you said?
17, or 8 at halftime.
8?
He hasn't missed in here in the fourth.
3:50 to go, 59-44.
Got 12 points in the fourth quarter.
Gettle dribbles it up, picks up his dribble, finds Cade Bryan. Bryan drives to the bucket, gets it taken away, another turnover, and Terre Haute North will slow it down in the hands of Eddington. All we talked about was Kamen Hayes coming to this ball game, and Eddington has stolen the show.
Timeout, Todd Wolfley.
We'll take one with him. Quick break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
He finally did it.
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent, Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Give him a call at 812-208-3244. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Terre Haute North 59, Northview 44. At halftime, Northview led 29-25. And at the end of the third quarter, Terre Haute North just had a 4-point lead.
Steal by Neusel, and he throws it away.
In the hands
we
of Eddington.
We get a stop, and then we turn it over.
3 minutes ago. Lobs it ahead and nearly taken away. 3 minutes. Eddington, pump fake, drives, and got it. He has not missed.
He hasn't missed here in the second half.
61-44. Ghetto for three. He got it.
3 point basket for Ghetto.
14-point game. Ghetto did not shoot as much as he did in the opening quarter. And he'll make a three there to make it 61-47. 14-point game. 2:48 to go. And let's see if it's a 30 or full, and it'll be a full. We'll take a quick break here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Northview had a 29-25 lead to end the first half of play. It's 61-47 after a Carson Ghetto three-point attempt. It was 17, now it's 14.
Yeah, they scored 7 points in the third quarter. They've scored seven here in the fourth, and they trail 40 by 14. They've got to really make a run here. Got to get some stops. We've had a couple stops, but we just turned the ball right over.
2:45 to go. Eddington will bring it up the court, going right to left.
Not exactly what we expected, but
Eddington,
lots of turnovers.
Back out on top. In the hands of Kamen Hayes, left block, missed layup. And it'll be a foul on the floor on Terre Haute North.
Foul's going to be called. Foul's going to be on Northview.
Oh.
It's going to be on Cooper, I believe. No?
Okay, that's what I thought.
44 on the push. Sykes is third.
Number 44, Sykes. That's his third personal foul.
So Cade Bryant will shoot? And Cade was at the top of the key. I'm not sure there.
Number 35, Ryan to the line.
Swearinger's, that's okay.
Swearinger's playing a lot of minutes here in his return game. He's done a good job. What went wrong here in the fourth quarter?
Those four turnovers to baskets. I mean, they had four back-to-back, and Cade Bryant had the two travels that led to points right there. You know,
and that buck, he had the four-point play in the quarter.
Yep.
And that started it all.
Well, they just made two free throws there by Cade Bryant. Cuts it down to 13. Need to get a stop here in the three-point basket.
Two and a half, and it'll be...
Timeout, Todd Wolfley.
Coach Marietta wanted a five-second. He won't get it. We're going to take one more break. On two and a half to go here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
It's a 12-point game. That's why I thought they forgot to put the 1 point up. 61-49. Northview down 12. Terre Haute North to pass the basketball in. 10 fouls on Terre Haute North, 9 on Northview. And as Brad said before we went to break, it was just back-to-back-to-back turnovers to begin the fourth quarter of play. And if Northview ends up losing this one, Coach Byron's going to have a bad taste in his mouth. Kamen Hayes will bring it up. Looking to get trapped. Now it's in the hands of Eddington, who has not missed here in the second half. Eddington gets past Neusel. Throws in the corner. Thought about the three. Won't take it.
Smart with a 12-point lead.
Very disciplined. North just dribbling it back and forth. Throws in the left corner. It'll be... Oh, wow. I thought it was the last touch by Terre Haute North. It'll be last touch by Northview and stay with the Patriots underneath the basket. Cayman Hayes to pop it up. Throws it ahead. He's going to drive to the bucket.
Bounce right around Swearingen. Yeah.
Bounce to the left block just over the fingertips of Hess. Cayman Hayes has it.
North isn't looking to shoot.
They got to get the ball to either someone else other than Cayman Hayes and Eddington, then foul them. A minute 48. Eddington throws in the corner. Now it's in the corner. They're trying to foul. Now it's Eddington who got it. And Coach Byron's not happy. And they're going to foul Eddington if anybody. Coach Byron sat there and yelled foul for 20 seconds, and they didn't foul.
Well, it's just, you know, young team, Corey. Young team. Decision-making hasn't been the best so far. Turnovers have really hurt. I quit counting them. I got them for 13. I know it's been more than that. Shooting two will be the hot hand of Eddington, and he makes the first one. Eddington's yet to miss here in the second half. He's only missed 2 3-pointers and 1 shot from the floor in the second quarter.
They're down 13, but they're going to take out Cade Bryant, Swearingen, and Brevin Cooper.
33 points for Eddington.
So they got their whole nearly second to third unit on the floor. Bringing up the court. A minute and a half now, 63-49, driving the bucket. Throws up the right hand, short. Rebound is taken away from Neusel. It's in the hands of Terre Haute North. They got multiple games to go in this tournament. But as a player and an athlete myself when I played it, this drains you.
Yeah.
After being up, about to beat a big school like Terre Haute North, first round of the tournament, you're giving Terre Haute North their first win of the year here. And Coach Todd Wolfley will call a timeout.
He's putting Hayes back in. Putting Cayman Hayes in.
Timeout on the court.
With 14 points. With a 14-point lead a minute to go, and Hayes is going back in. Wolfley is not going to give the opportunity for this one to slip away.
Oh, they want to win. U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana wishes you a happy new year. Find us online at uslawns.com or like us on Facebook. Proud to support the North Unites and DLC Media. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Remember, we're here
5:30 tomorrow night, the way it looks, Corey.
That's what it's going to be. At the Northview had the lead all the way through the first half, had it all the way basically through the beginning of the third quarter, and it was the end of the third quarter where things went haywire real quick.
And it's going to be a good game. Park Heritage put on a heck of a, you know, defensive show there against Edgewood and had an opportunity after the first half to win that game.
You look around you and all the seats are basically empty after a full session all day. 55 seconds, right-handed layup. It's going to be good for Terre Haute North.
Tompkins picks up two. That's 7 points now for Tompkins.
Now on the right side, back up on top. Tyler Hess for three.
Had it tipped.
That'll be off the mark. They score 13 points here in the fourth quarter, while Terre Haute North scored 25.
Now, North's just going to hold it in four corners, and that's going to be the end of the ball game.
Cayman Hayes swings it. 65-49 should be your final score.
I don't think you'll see a shot here.
Northview will take on Park Heritage tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m. for a chance to keep moving on in the consolation bracket. And if they win that, they'll play at 2:30 on Friday. If they lose, they'll play at 11:30 a.m. on Friday.
Well, Todd Wolfley and the North Patriots will pick up their first win. So North and South both pick up wins here on the opening day.
Northview has the ball, 3 seconds. Hess, one, throws it. Can't even get a shot off at the buzzer. Coach Michael Byron will hear from him post-game. And Coach Todd Wolfley will get his first win of the season. They'll each match each other at one win apiece. And you could just look at the emotion on Northview's faces. They tried. They fought so hard, but the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter just came back to really end their chance of winning. Final score 65-49 for Brad Wallace. I'm Corey Clark. We'll give out our player of the game, and we'll talk to Coach Michael Byram here in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere here on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dana Brazil Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
He finally did it!
What?
He got her Sonic's new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger.
Oh.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger and tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger and tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Final score from Terre Haute South High School for Brad Wallace. I'm Corey Clark on Timeless Classics, WAMB. We thank you for joining us for the first day of the first Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic. And it looked promising, Brad, from the get-go, all the way until about three-fourths of the way through the third quarter. Northview had a lead. They kept it close. They got on top. They had momentum. And then Terre Haute North just took advantage and knocked off Northview 65-49 in the final score. Or Terre Haute North in the fourth quarter, Brad, outscored Northview 25-13.
Well, Braden Eddington had 25 points in the second half. 8 in the first half, finished the game with 33. Those 25 points, Corey, came from turnovers. You know, and he shot free throws. He shot 1, 2, 4. He shot 7 free throws. 3 of the 7 free throws he shot were and ones off of fouls for the Knights on steals and frustration fouls. Scoring for the Knights, 16 for Cade Bryant, 15 for Carson Gettle. Off the bench, 11 for Swearingen, 5 for Brevin Cooper, and 2 points for Tyler Hess off the bench. So, you know, we talk about guys needing to score, and you know, we did a really good job in the first half. You know, it was balanced scoring. Had 8 for Gettle, 7 for Swearingen, 8 for Bryan, 4 for Cooper. And then the third quarter, we only shot 4 shots from the floor. We shot 4 from inside the arc, 4 from outside the arc.
Here's Byron.
And, I mean, it was just, you know, poor shot selection there in the third and fourth quarter.
Coach Michael Byron will join us on the post game. Coach, first off, 65-49 loss. You guys had the game throughout most of it. I'm sure you're not happy, but what was the message of the guys in the locker room?
Well, we got to become smarter players. We did not play very smart. Shot selection, handling the basketball, and then I thought effort defensively was not very good, especially late. And that's what this tournament will do to you. You're not going to be able to hide your weaknesses. So it's going to, like, your weakness is going to show, which is great because I'd rather happen here December whatever than. Mm-hmm. March, whatever.
What did you think of the first half of play when you were going to the locker room or the lead?
I didn't think we played very well. I think we hit a couple shots. I was not very pleased with our effort on the glass the entire game, especially in the first half. And I thought defensively we were very stagnant. We didn't finish around the basket. I think we missed like four or five layups in the first half. So going down halftime up four, where we should have had at least a double-digit lead. But that's just, I mean, this tournament's going to help you in the long run. That's what we got to keep our eyes on.
You'll get the return of Caleb Swearingen after an ankle injury. What did you think of his play?
I thought he was good. I thought his conditioning showed, or lack of conditioning, which that's part of it. He'll get himself back in shape, ready to go.
You're back at it tomorrow at 5:30 against Park Heritage. Quick turnaround, and then this one's tough to forget, but what are you going to have to do? Just forget about it and move
no,
on?
We're gonna worry about ourselves, and we're going to fix our mistakes. We have a practice tomorrow morning, and then we'll watch film and analyze what we did and what we did not do very well tonight, and then we'll show up here tomorrow ready to play ourselves, because right now that's who we're really playing. We're not – like our opponents are creating obstacles for us, which is fine, because basically we've got to make better decisions.
All right, Coach, talk to you tomorrow night. How about that? Coach Michael Byram of the North Unites. We'll take a quick minute break. When we come back, we'll give out our Chad Schottmeyer Player of the Game here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
Hi, I'm Bill, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Just heard from head coach Michael Byram. He's not happy, nor should he be. And the kids, I'm sure they'll have a bad taste in their mouth. They'll come out with some fire tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m. against Park Heritage. We'll be right back here. But first off, who's our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent? Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil, 812-208-3244. Who's our Chad Schottmeyer player of the game?
Well, I know he wasn't leading scorer, but on a return and come back and play as well as he did, he only missed one shot from the field today. Caleb Swearingen with 11 points, player of the game today.
All right, Caleb Swearingen, welcome back. Any final thoughts about the tournament as a whole today?
Well, it's great. You know, the whole day, you know, Corey, I sat here and watched all eight games, and I was a little let down by the Linton-Casey game. I thought it was going to be right down to the wire. That Linton team's solid. They're solid. You know, the hype was about Edgewood being so good, beating the Bloomington Souths and Martinsville and stuff. But you look at what Coach Joey Hart brings to the floor and has – they're going to be fun to watch because they're very disciplined. I'll tell you another team that really shocked me, South Vermillion. They played Cloverdale. I know it was 56-47. South Vermillion played with Terre Haute South here just last week. Give them a good game up until a few minutes ago in the game. They take on Sullivan tomorrow with a Sullivan team that's struggling a little bit. You could see a big upset there.
Good.
I wouldn't miss the 1 o'clock game either, though.
We won't have the South Vermillion Sullivan game on, but WAXI, our
right.
Sister station, 104.9, will have that. So if you want to tune into that, go ahead.
And I've got a lot of tweets and a lot of messages and stuff on Facebook. People want to know where to tune into the Classic. You know, if you go to the Classic website, they got listed the providers, but, you know, look down through there because I'm pretty sure today every game was on the air or online.
It was.
But the 1 o'clock game with Marshall, that's going to be a really good game, Marshall-Linton. Then 2:30, you're going to have South Vermillion and Sullivan. Then 5:30, Northview and Park Heritage. 7 o'clock, Terre Haute South Robinson. Going to be a good game. You know, both teams, you know, struggling. Robinson came in today, was a little hot, and beat an Owen Valley team. But then the 8:30 game, if Kamen Hayes can score 20 and Braden Eddington can put up another 20 to 30 points, Edgewood could get upset tomorrow night. And this North team may carry themselves off this first win into a championship of the Classic.
Coach Michael Byram doesn't want them to forget today's game, nor should they. They'll fix it. They'll watch film. They'll practice in the morning. They're back at it tomorrow night against Park Heritage at 5:30 p.m. We'll be on the air at 5:15. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Dennis Porter back in the WAMB studio. Man, it's been a long night. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody, from the First Financial Bank Wabash Valley Classic.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank, Park County REMC, the Sonic Drive-Ins in Terre Haute, WTHI TV 10, Chad Schottmeyer Farm Bureau Insurance, U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana, and Great Dane of Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.